House Speaker Steve Crisafulli and Senate President Andy Gardner took care of their priorities early, with Governor Scott signing bills the first week supporting water conservation and job opportunities for people with disabilities. Crisafulli hinted at tax breaks before session, mentioning Representative Matt Gaetz's Finance and Tax Committee.
Opportunities include more tax relief for hardworking families. I think you'll see a significant tax package come out of Chair Gaetz's committee this year. We'll be embracing new technology and cutting regulations to discourage competition.
Gardner mentioned education in his pre-session remarks, promising increased K-12 funding. And he kept that promise. Republican Representative Manny Diaz is pleased with the amount.
This is a historic level of funding, which is $105 higher per student than the 2007-2008 levels, which everyone always speaks of.
The House and Senate have passed their versions of the next state budget, but now they have to work out the differences. The Senate budget includes $250 million for attracting businesses, while the House includes a $1 billion tax cut plan. But Crisafulli acknowledges that package is just a first draft.
I'm here to tell you it's not going to pass off the floor at the end of the session because we have to go sit down with our Senate partners and have an honest discussion about looking forward and understanding what this package means for our state in the future.
The House budget bans spending on Planned Parenthood. Both budgets cut positions in the Department of Health. Other upcoming decisions include health care, gambling, and the death penalty. The House wants to repeal Certificate of Need for hospitals, which requires state approval to build or expand. The Senate wants a reform instead. The two chambers are also split on death penalty legislation. The Senate wants a unanimous jury decision to recommend death, while the House says 9 jury members is enough. State Attorney Brad King sides with the House, saying a unanimous decision could be asking too much.
Jurors have a hard time actually voting to impose death on another human being. It's a hard thing.
A House gaming bill is also still in play that would create a new Seminole compact. Republican Representative Jose Felix Diaz expects they'll make a deal in the end.
I'm not concerned. I really am not. I'm optimistic that there's a bill that can pass. I feel like it's in the best interest of Florida to have a deal, but I'm not going to, okay a deal that's bad just because the money's good.
The Seminole Tribe of Florida would pay $3 billion to offer more casino games and slot locations. For WFSU News, I'm Ashley Tressel.